Projects are everywhere, from the pyramids of Egypt to the latest smartphone app. What separates dreams from achievements is effective project management. Making things happen isn't just about tracking tasks, it's about transforming ideas into tangible outcomes through deliberate planning, execution, and leadership. The challenge lies in balancing contradictory forces, having ego while putting the project first, knowing when to take control versus when to delegate, tolerating ambiguity while pursuing perfection. Few people naturally possess all these traits in perfect balance. The best project managers don't hide behind documentation or process. They engage directly with their teams, making valuable connections that help information flow freely. Remember that social networks are always stronger than technological ones. When leaders consistently avoid pressure by getting out of the fray, they're not leading, but hiding. We're chronically late in daily life, so why would projects be any different? We estimate based on weak assumptions and predict outcomes assuming perfect circumstances. Despite their unreliability, schedules serve three crucial purposes: making commitments that function as contracts between team members, forcing everyone to see their work as part of a whole, and providing a tool to track progress. The foundation of all schedules is the rule of thirds. For every day spent writing production code, a day should be spent planning and designing, and another day testing and refining. The most depressing aspect? Even with most factors accounted for, schedules easily slip because of interdependencies. Each decision becomes the foundation for future ones, so early oversights have amplified impacts later. If your team is 90% likely to make dates each week, the cumulative probability of success decreases dramatically over time. Compound probability works against you. Want reliable schedules? Establish clear checkpoints before creative work begins. Build with skepticism rather than optimism, and invest in design. Planning brings together different organizational roles, making major decisions, causing people to assert their worldviews. But successful projects require understanding three key perspectives: business, technology, and customer. The business view focuses on profit and loss factors, sales, expenses, competition, and costs. When engineering teams lack this understanding, management decisions often appear illogical. The technology view prioritizes how things should be built, a construction and materials mindset with its own aesthetic. Engineers often evaluate products based on technical merits rather than customer satisfaction, leading to confusion when technically inferior products outsell superior ones. The customer perspective, often receiving the least support, focuses on understanding who customers are, what they do, and how improvements would help them. Without this information, engineering and business are shooting in the dark. Despite claims of caring about customers, many organizations don't effectively integrate customer research into decision-making. Have you ever wondered why so many products fail despite brilliant engineers and savvy business people? It's usually because these three perspectives weren't properly balanced. How do you keep teams focused on the same goals over months or years? The vision document, the most important planning material, helps by documenting core objectives that simplify decision-making. A good vision isn't just a document that sits on a shelf. It's a living reference that gets actively cited in discussions, emails, and meetings. It should be goal-driven, consolidating ideas from research and strategy into a cohesive whole. True inspiration comes not from flowery language, but from addressing genuine problems that team members can solve. The greatest challenge in writing visions is expressing sophisticated ideas simply. Committee-written visions typically fail because they lack a single voice. Ever notice how some projects seem to wander aimlessly while others maintain laser focus? The difference often lies in how the vision is communicated and kept alive. Core goals should be prominently displayed in high-traffic areas, discussed openly in meetings, and featured on team materials. Most team members should be able to name the specific project goals they contribute to. When everyone understands where they're going, the journey becomes infinitely smoother. Ideas come from people, not processes or methodologies. The phrase, "there are no bad ideas," is fundamentally wrong. There are infinite, awful, useless, and comically stupid ideas. The space of good solutions is much smaller than non-solutions. Just as there are few routes to successfully climb Mount Everest, but infinite ways to not climb it. Ideas can only be evaluated relative to specific problems, not in the abstract. As Picasso noted, computers are useless. They can only give you answers. Well-crafted questions direct creative energy effectively, with "what problem are you trying to solve?" being the most powerful in project management. Good ideas often emerge from the remains of many bad ones. Exploring unsuccessful approaches helps find the path to success. Good problem solvers notice things others don't, seeing more detail, making more associations, and drawing connections that become obvious only after they're made. The design process requires a gradual transition, like a dimmer switch, not an abrupt cutoff when deadlines approach. Specifications translate vision into action, but their effectiveness depends on how they're created and used. The toughest challenge for technical people is effectively choosing which details to exclude, like good teachers who know when to skip non-essential elements. Complexity is sometimes unavoidable, but it's often a cop-out hiding poor writing or mediocre thinking. The biggest mistake with specifications is waiting for formal reviews to get feedback. Reviews should refine, not make first and final decisions simultaneously. Leadership fundamentally depends on trust, built through reliable commitment. When someone repeatedly breaks commitments, trust diminishes. Good managers make trust explicit by clearly delegating authority. They identify specific concerns requiring check-ins, but otherwise direct their reports to make decisions independently. Power comes in two forms: granted from hierarchy or job titles, and earned through performance and action. Using granted power as your primary leadership approach limits relationships and excludes the exchange of ideas. Have you ever noticed how much more motivated you are when convinced rather than commanded? When projects inevitably face unexpected challenges, trust becomes crucial insurance. Teams with established trust show remarkable resilience. Project management requires the ability to make things happen, being both catalyst and having courage to act. Clear priorities form the backbone of progress, distinguishing between priority one items, absolutely essential, and everything else. Solid priorities provide power in resolving conflicts. If you can't say no, you can't have priorities, and without priorities, you can't manage. The critical path represents the shortest sequence of work to complete the project, helping identify bottlenecks that impact other components. As projects near completion, authority must centralize through a war team of senior members making final decisions. The closing period is difficult, like working with Jell-O, where each bug fix causes ripples throughout the codebase. What separates dreamers from doers isn't just good ideas or perfect plans, it's navigating complexity while keeping teams focused on what truly matters. Making things happen requires balancing contradictory forces, understanding multiple perspectives, and building trust-based relationships. Remember, the world responds to action and not much else. Your courage to act, guided by clear vision and priorities, determines whether ideas remain dreams or become reality.